In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Oi, the boys and girls on Footy Prime on occasion are known to use vulgarities and frankly appalling language. And sometimes the tales can get quite adult in nature. So keep the volume down if there are kiddies around. And thank you for listening.
Oh, let's go!
Booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started.
Booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started. You know that we are the number one show. So grab your fucking mates and now it's time to go. Cause it's the
booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started.
It's the booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started. With Danny, Jimmy, Gregor, Andy, Jimmy, JC.
Oh,
we know and all we talk about is
booty.
It's time to get this party started tonight.
You're listening to Footy Prime The Broadcast, a broad perspective of all things footy. Footy Prime, your almost daily footy fix.
Hi. Hi, everybody. Hi. I wish I had a Rubik's Cube. I wish I had a Rubik's Cube, but I don't.
Do you, KK, do you really wish you had a Rubik's Cube?
It's okay. No. You can say no.
I didn't think so.
Got an apple.
Oh, is that a product plug or do you use an actual apple you can eat?
No, it's an apple. This is the lunch I haven't eaten yet today.
Where
and
are
you're
you?
Drinking a beer.
It's a terrible
I'm in a hotel room.
And tea. Gin.
A far cry from the waterfront ocean suite in the Shangri-La in Sydney, where I spoke to you last.
Wow. Is this live? I don't know what you're talking about.
All I know is you walked through three rooms to answer the door.
Right. Kind of ass backwards into an upgrade. Surprise, surprise. That never happens.
I was like, my room faces a wall.
This is what I learned early on as being a friend of Karina's is never take her advice. And I mean that respectfully. She'll be like, just ask them. So you go up to someone and you're like, maybe I could have an upgrade. And they're like, no. And then you ashamedly leave the area. Mm-hmm. It's not, doesn't work for everyone, Karina.
No,
go away. Go.
So you generalized and said, never take advice for Karina because you don't know how to ask properly.
Yeah. JK said the problems with the ass.
I didn't know how to ask properly.
It was user error. There you go.
You do have a certain way about you, KK.
Thanks. Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm good. How about you? I'm so happy you're able to come on. Thank you for coming on.
Oh, no problem. You know, just a regular day over here.
You know? Yeah, you're not doing anything. We're busy at all, right?
No, but I always got to make time for the right people.
Oh, wait, we got somebody else here.
What?
What's
coming up to the stage?
How are we doing?
Hey,
everybody. Carolina Moscato.
What's up? How are we?
Everyone good? Look at you with your fancy background.
Yeah, where are you, Carm?
I'm at Selenia's friend's house. It's not really an airport.
I love that bar.
Isn't it so nice? It's the cutest.
It really is.
Wait, wrong way.
Can more of you guys have messy kitchens behind you, please? Because
no, just you.
Definitely. Well, no mom life over here. What's going on, you guys? Did I miss anything?
No, you know, we were just catching up and talking about KK falling ass backwards into free shit.
Yeah. Can you go on then? What did you just do?
Rand said, if you ever
get advice,
who's Ryan?
Who's Riami. Riami said, like,
we're conjoined twins.
Okay. She said, if you ever get advice from me, never take it because it'll make you go ask for an upgrade and you'll never get it. I said, is it really me or is it the way that you ask for the
thing? It's not even that you never get it. You get shamed and asked to leave. That's the problem.
You make a lot of people uncomfortable.
Yeah. Me?
No, Trina.
I make a lot of people uncomfortable.
Thank you both doing
it. Oh my God. Trina, do you know when we were in the Algarve Cup, and you were like, can I borrow your hair straightener? And I was like, sure. It's just there's like a voltage difference, so you can't turn it all the way up. Mm-hmm. Talk about people making play other people uncomfortable. And so you were like, okay.
My,
and you took
my
it.
Hair was gone.
And
my
she,
hair was
came, gone. She came back in holding a chunk of her hair.
Yeah,
and her hair was, it had burned it off. And she was like,
and it was somehow your fault.
And she kept it. She kept the hair straight.
And that's why I went with short hair.
Even Tank was like, dude, that's not her fault. Like, you're the one who held it on there and smelled
that's
it.
That's your fault. Your hair looks good now, so that's good. You've made a comeback.
Oh, thanks for the compliment, guys. Finally. I give the worst advice in the world.
Okay, we're like 4 minutes in. Okay. This is going to be edited
down recording
a little bit. We're recording. We can cut some of that out, but we're going to keep some of it.
All of it.
But guys, This could not be more fitting. Wait, you wait your turn, Crea LeBlanc. This is.
I have to recredit my name here. I give good advice for the record.
You do, but yeah, sometimes you're scary.
Okay. When you're from the broadcast, you guys, this is episode 12. I don't think it's a coincidence.
Oh, right? What? Really?
Yes.
No.
12.
She erased a few.
Yeah, I did. Just after coincidence. Yeah. A couple that were subpar didn't make the grade.
The one where I thought it was
kind of cool. So we have Amy, we've got Reem, we've got Claire, and we've got special guests, Karina LeBlanc, current GM, Portland Thorns. No slouch on the pitch either, over 100 caps. How many World Cups? 5 World Cups? 2 Olympics? Kind of a big deal.
How old Carmelina are you? Moscato,
also Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, Carmelina Moscato, recent inductee into the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, kick-ass coach and pundit.
Thanks so much.
And some sort of hand gesture, yes. But you guys are both here and you're really busy and we really appreciate you guys showing up. And we're getting together. I've got a beer, Rian's got a tea. We're just hanging out, but I thought it was a good time to get everybody together and we can just tell stories about the goat, about Sinky, about our time with her, about maybe being in different roles now, how you see her role back when you played together and how she sort of shaped the Canadian soccer landscape, but also not forgetting, because I feel like what's been lost in this narrative has been the wicked careers and the influential careers of Sophie Schmidt and also Erin McLeod. So KK, why don't you kick us off?
So you want to talk about the greatness of Christine Sinclair? Let's think. I remember the first time she came into camp and Amy, you were there. The rest of you were too young. I remember
dig before our time, if you will.
Yeah, but you still have more gray hairs than all of us, Ree. So I remember.
Is this a roast?
I remember.
What's going on?
We're so mature. We're so mature. No, I remember Sink. Like, and I remember it was a shooting pattern that we were doing, and she was a 16-year-old. Amy, you'd probably remember. And she
remember I'm not that fucking old. Yes,
she had a great hairstyle, but I remember she put in the ball where nobody. Like, she just placed the ball. It was like a small-sided game. When most people would just blast it home and she just placed the ball and you're like, who's this kid? And I think it was just from the beginning, we knew that Sink was going to be special. And I think obviously she's gone on to do those things, but I'll pass it over to Claire or to Carm of their fun memory. And then we'll go around that way. Or do you want me to just touch on all of them?
No, that's good to start, but maybe just add on to it. Like from a goalkeeper's perspective, mm-hmm. I mean, given the length of career that you had, the different players that you were able to play against club and country, like what it was like to be in net and the variety with which she could strike the ball with both feet, what that was like.
Honestly, I feel like with Sink, it was one of those things where it was just a thing to train with her all the time, because you could never cheat or anticipate, right? Like, she always kept you true. And I think she had the ability to bring out the best out of anybody she was playing with. Because again, it was like exciting to play against her in goal and like to face her shots, but at the same time, so frustrating. Because for people, you'd start reading body languages, you start reading movements, but for her, she just had the ability to make you look like an idiot many times, but then also just help you grow. Because I think it was one of the, it's so rare that you get to train day in and day out against somebody who keeps you true, who challenges you and just makes you a better, it sounds corny, a better version of like yourself as a goalkeeper, but just challenges you in a way that every single day you go to practice and you're going to get better.
Was that it for you, Carm? It was Sinky. It was part like that subtle brilliance and her ability to replicate, or was it also her ability to make you look fucking stupid out on the field?
Well, as a midfielder, so I was like feeding her balls to start, and I felt like she made everything look amazing, you know, even if it's the worst pass ever. But I remember her walking onto the U19 team in the first, you know, Claire, our team. And I don't know if you have the same memory as I do, Claire, but I didn't know who she was really. Like, we had heard about her a little bit, but she hadn't participated in any of the preparations. So she shows up and starts to dominate everything we're absolutely doing. And we're like, what is going on? And where does this woman come from? And then she goes on to have the tournament of her life. And, you know, so what was it? MVP, silver, what was it? What did she win? Every possible award?
All of the things.
She won all the things. And it's one of those where I had never experienced anything like it, to be honest. Because Claire, was she at anything in the preparation?
Yeah, so you're forgetting that we all were, Carm. You're forgetting that all of our starting 11 were in senior camps leading up to the U19s. But you're not – so I think what she wasn't there for was stuff before that. But in that year leading up to the U19s, we all were involved in the senior camps. So.
Me too. I wasn't there.
Yeah, dude, we were.
Oh, my God. I think I was there.
We all were.
You guys, I did amazing at those senior camps.
Honestly, I don't remember any of that, which is
I'm almost positive, because I feel like I've brought this up before, that it was, I think it was 10 of our starting 11 were in with the senior camps. And I think the only person
wasn't,
I can't remember.
Right. Don't call the person out.
I just want to say I will not be fact checking this. So just, we'll just roll it.
She's right, but I'm also right, because I remember.
Well, I think the sentiment is not wrong. I think my experience with Christine actually predated the national team, because I played Metro in Victoria.
Loveland.
I think it was. So when she was playing for Cliff Avenue, and there was like rumors of this, like this striker. Yeah, Cliff Avenue was the club team. They wore orange and black.
I got you, girl.
Thank you.
West Coast is the best coast.
I love those bars, those clips.
You don't need to fact check that, Karina. Karina, I've got it.
Tonight. Go on.
And there were kind of rumors of this striker who played for Cliff Avenue, and how we were all going to get destroyed by her. And the rumors were true. I can't remember how badly we lost, but I do remember it being bad. And I think the thing that's
just... Claire, sorry to interrupt. Carm, you're totally fucking fact-checking this, aren't you? I can hear you typing away.
No, I'm not. I want to, because I don't remember any of that.
Claire, why a Rubik's Cube?
Are you using a Rubik's Cube while you're talking?
No, I'm just...
Claire Rustad.
I'm fidgeting with it because I have social anxiety, okay? So yeah,
this is interesting.
So
I love you, Claire. It's okay. Whatever you say works. I support you.
Thank you. I'm still going to fidget with the Rubik's Cube. So
typing.
Yeah. So my experience sort of predated the national team, and then she went into the national team a camp before I did, and I think I brought this up on the broadcast how my first cap was at the Gold Cup in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and I remember
chocolate family.
I remember Amy getting an orange t-shirt. I'm pretty sure it was you, Amy. You got an orange t-shirt, a Reese's Peanut Butter Cups t-shirt, and it said it right across your chest.
You remember?
That was probably from a Value Village. That
it was
makes
either
sense.
You or it was Cindy. I can't remember.
Oh, right. Right.
Can you remember that era?
Value Village? Amy? Yeah.
So she and I actually came on at halftime in my first cap. And I remember like standing on the sidelines beside her and feeling like she was so experienced at that level, even though she'd only been there for a camp.
Yep.
And I remember being in training and it was, I mean, I was not the fastest player, which is an understatement. And I remember receiving the ball and being like, okay, I've got lots of time. And it would be like you blinked and she was in front of you. And I think that for me, I always remember her, like the power and acceleration that she had that just nobody else had. I mean, we talked about her finishing because we can talk about that all day, but I think what was so powerful about the way that she played initially was how quickly she accelerated and how much power she accelerated with and how that just completely took people off guard. And I remember that right from the get go, and her hairstyle was awesome.
Yes, her hair. Before you jump in, I know KK, you don't have tons of time because you're slammed right now with thorn stuff, but did you want to jump in? We can circle back to sync, but did you want to have a special mention or something particularly on Erin? I feel like he's equipped to talk about.
Yeah.
Of Erin. It's you. Goalkeeper Union.
GK Union. I think the biggest thing, and I actually just saw Erin this morning. I think one of the things we probably would be most proud of is the GK Union. And I think it comes down to Erin and I would say we were competitive in being top goalkeepers. I mean, we both wanted to be top goalkeepers in the world. But the effort that we put into making sure that we got in a place where we were like, you know what, we're going to work our hardest to like be the best version of ourselves and then make the hard decision be on the coach and not against each other. And especially with goalkeepers, when you spend so much time together, it's almost sometimes you're like an island on your own. And I know that cue all the jokes because people are going to make keepers on the islands of their own. But I think the biggest thing.
It's not even weird. Super weird.
Go ahead.
Right?
Oh, it is. Okay, cue them all. But I think we got to a beautiful spot where we wanted to help each other work on each other's weaknesses to make the team stronger. And we knew whenever the lineup came up, we both wanted to be on there. But we also knew that for us, it was so important for us to lead and be strong with each other so the whole team didn't feel bad. Because I think with goalkeepers, you can always be like, oh, one starts and one doesn't. But we were just talking about it and how proud we are that we got to a point where we could help each other be good at all of our areas that weren't, because we had different strengths. And then almost like we look at the GK Union now and really proud of it. And like being in the game right now, that's a hard dynamic to come to. And I think we feel like we earned that smile, and hopefully you guys all saw it. But like we were like, and you move forward in life. It's so rare to get that type of connection with someone who's your absolute competitor. And yeah, I just absolutely love her. But I think it's a testament. Like I watch her and how she has continued to elevate her game and how she's impacting others and how like, I mean, she was just such a force for us in goal. And you know, as a goalkeeper, I never looked at it and I was like, oh, I was proud of her in all those moments. So
there was a small part of you that was like, oh, though. Yeah, like, I mean, both of you guys being super competitive, there had to have been a little part of you.
Come on,
but like legacy, though, that goalkeeper union, like Canada's known for that now, for strength, goalkeeping, and world class quality. But I just want you to get a little bit more specific. Like you talked about both of you and Steph and whoever else was in there as that trio, bringing the best out of each other. So what is something that you lent to her to elevate her game? And then conversely, what is something, one of her attributes that allowed you to elevate your game and sort of round it out a little bit more?
Jeez, I mean, you're just coming in deep with the honest questions. I would say that probably, and you guys can disagree, but I think one of my strengths is probably the mental aspect of my game. I think I was able to, you know, never really be intimidated or scared when playing. And it's one of the things that I think with Erin we worked towards. And technically, Erin helped me work on my explosiveness and get into that top hand corner save. And just being, she was just quick and reactive. And I think I thought I was, but as the game grew, I needed to grow in that area. So I guess I would say those two things.
And I think, Karina, I think you're being humble in that. Because I think, and I've said this publicly before, because I think that you're, that decision to kind of change the dynamic within the goalkeeping group, I think that was very intentional. And I think that kind of started from you, right? Like, I think that was something that you brought to that pairing. And I mean, I think obviously you and Aaron as a duo was like a really good matchup, but I think that was something very intentional that you set out to do, and I commend you for it.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate that, my Rubik's Cube.
Oh my God, that's your nickname from now on.
Rubik's Cube. It makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. I'm still playing with it. I think that was, I agree that with the attributes that I think as like from the outside perspective, as a field player, I saw that too. Like I saw that in both of you guys, and I saw how you push each other and how you kind of like technically support each other. And anyway, I just wanted to say that I think that was a very intentional move by you. And I think it, that's kind of like part of your legacy as well.
Oh, well, thank you.
And so, Marie, do you guys have anything to add to that? Cause KK, I know you got to bounce.
You got to go, KK?
Gotta go right now.
All right, we'll see you then.
Karma's like, I got nothing.
She's gotta go.
Karina said something to me once when we were teammates, and I never forgot it. I think it's informed a lot of my coaching, and that she does have a rock solid mentality. And at the end of your career, when Aaron was starting ahead of you consistently, you said, don't ever think that every time the starting lineup comes up, I don't want to see my name there and I don't get disappointed and a little heartbroken. And I think because you had such positive energy, it was easy to think that you were comfortable or happy with your position. And I think as a coach, I always remember that, because there are players that mask that disappointment and you just kind of expect that they're okay with things. So that was something that really I've never forgotten. I think it is important for coaches to remember that these great teammates, their heart still breaks every time you make a starting 11. It's not on it. So I remember that.
Before you go, okay. I know we're talking about Aaron, but I want to also highlight the fact that, you know, you obviously, I think the measure of a good teammate is sort of you make other people better. And I remember, you know, the competition between you guys is normal. That's what needed to happen. And you framed it in a beautiful way. But at the end of the day, yeah, you both wanted to play. And I think you absolutely drove each other's standards to world class. And I don't think, I keep saying this right now about Sinky, like we're going to be in 45,000 people tomorrow, plus. And this doesn't happen without Sinky. This also doesn't happen without you. You were there first, Amy, you, like all you guys in this room. So it's pretty special that way. And I have a really weird story about Aaron, because I was a roommate for about 12 years and probably many stories to tell. But the one was, it was actually crazy. Do you guys remember when Andrew Oliveri broke her finger? Because
her finger.
A man level ball, and it like jammed her finger.
No, don't.
Level ball. I'm sorry.
It was like he ripped it. Like he super ripped
from
it.
From a foot out, he like shot and it hit the tip of her finger.
And it
blew, I remember.
It blew out her entire finger.
Before 2012.
Like in four different directions. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
And I remember she's like, it's okay, I'm going to heal it. So she was in bed. Healing herself to the point where, talk about mental strength, it was the weirdest thing. She was 3 weeks ahead of schedule. She healed her own finger.
Okay.
It's the power of the mind.
And I don't say, but
no, I didn't ask for the doctor's opinion. I'm telling you. Okay.
There was no science involved, Claire.
There was no science, and her finger was in four places, and I saw it in one.
It was
place.
Non-zero
it was,
science
it was
involved.
The strangest injury, because it looked like she'd broken every bone, but it was completely dislocated, and so they were able to.
They
sewed it back together, and then in 2012, through the tournament, they cut the two fingers in her glove, and they sewed them together because two of her fingers were strapped and casted for the tournament.
That makes sense.
Like those little lobster. Mitts that you can get for kids. I'm doing like spot hands.
I knew this was going to come about ripping apart goalkeepers. Like, we do not play like this, okay?
No, Aaron did.
What happened?
It worked, Karina.
It did.
Anyway.
No,
that's it. Honestly,
Aaron healed her finger.
Yes, that's right.
No, listen, the legacy is insane. I mean, I also find it kind of interesting how we're honoring people is so, you know, after they're done, or I feel like I want to do a better job of honoring people while they're still playing, you know?
Yes. I watched a Curb Your Enthusiasm today on the plane from Montreal to Vancouver. Yeah. And it was all about, I forget the actor's name.
You're
now.
Watching the same shows again. Yeah. You try any new show.
He was talking about having his funeral while he was still alive. He'd been to funerals over the past year.
Yes.
And he was sick of honoring somebody who was in a box and was already passed. And they couldn't listen to all the great things that people had to say about him. So he was having, Larry David.
But technically, they're all three still playing. They're all three still playing. So we're still honoring them while they're here.
Yes,
and
also not dead.
So, not dead.
They can hear this podcast, so that's good.
Great.
Good to know.
Also not dead.
Well, there's the opening.
There we go.
Yeah. So, where are we at?
Karina is leaving.
Do you need to go?
You're embarrassing, Karina.
I don't want to go. I don't want to.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Oh, stay.
Hey, we're fun.
Carm, if you were roommates for 12 years with Aaron, can I ask what you were thinking with the 2002 haircut for Aaron?
I don't own that.
Wait, but Carm, before you get into it, can you frame that? There might be people, a few, we'll make fun of them later, who don't know what we're referring to. So please describe it in great detail.
Listen, you're speaking to a generation who has soccer ball tattoos all over their body. So there was something around being that young, that silly. And at the end of the day, she thought that looking like a maple leaf with her short do, I think she had just chopped it. She went and got red, gel. Red and white gel, and her head looked like a maple leaf. And for some reason, everyone loved it. It was just a hit. Like, everyone was in the stands. Like, it was a freaking hit.
It was a total hit.
Yes, and prior to the World Cup in Australia, was there not a picture? I think TSN ran it, and it was Caelan Sheridan dressed up as Aaron McLeod for Halloween.
Yes, I remember that.
Sporting that same kind of punk maple leaf do.
Yeah, did you guys love it or what?
No.
Well, it was her, and it was like always unapologetically herself, she always stayed true to, right?
Undopey.
Yeah, I didn't just comment about Aaron.
Oh,
it's just that haircut.
Just the hair.
Clear on that.
Sorry, wasn't supposed to elaborate. Sorry.
So, Claire, do you have a soccer ball tattoo?
I have zero tattoos. Okay. I am a ginger, so I'm like translucent, like a fish embryo.
So it would be so bright on you.
I assume that if I get tattooed, you would see it through my arm.
Reverse thing.
And it's like the permanence of them I can't do. I don't have anything.
I think someone needs to describe Sinky's tattoo if you're talking about soccer balls.
Isn't it a stick figure? I can't remember.
Carm does.
Nope, I don't remember. I think is it the one on her back?
Yeah. She's got a soccer ball head of a
player. She's gonna kill us.
Funny, right?
Mm-hmm. Is there a picture out there of it? Like, yeah. But like, I feel like nobody here can talk about bad haircuts because Amy, I'm remembering yours in college. Is it called?
I've had like a run of horrific haircuts. Yeah. It would be like, you know, the evolution of man. And you could have like a series of fucking terrible haircuts. And really? They don't really improve. It's not a survival of the fittest in terms of haircuts.
I have a question. Did you all go through the same haircut phase at the same time? Because I remember Cindy, right? Cindy played on the Pan Am Games team, right, Karina? And you guys both had, I feel like, the short haircut at the same time.
Yeah, there was a time that all four Walsh girls, because we have an older brother, we all had mushroom cuts.
Yeah.
4-for-1. It's the 4-for-1 discount. It's the Walsh discount.
Ian set the standard, and the sisters just like the same cut went down the girls. I played with my hair down through college.
I don't understand that. There was somebody at the World Cup, the most recent one too, where I couldn't get past the fact that she was playing with her hair down.
Yeah. The flow was incredible.
A Portuguese player. I don't know, but I just was like obsessed. Like I had tunnel vision watching it. Like I couldn't watch what was happening.
It was like my length.
I was just like, how is she doing this?
That's why I did it. I used to irritate people so much on the opposition.
So, hey, are we going to talk about Soph and her great?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
I don't know how long this show is.
I have had it with this podcast.
I'm like, I don't know how long this
show is. Where are we now?
This is how it works, Karina.
Go ahead, Karina.
Soph, another haircut specialist.
Haircut specialist.
Like, I think Soph is just one of those where she was always just so, like, a joy to be around. And, like, she's always so innocent. And then we've watched Soph grow into this incredible human and woman. Is the same on the field, like, playing different positions. I mean, I just saw her last, like after the game, she's like, I didn't know if I was going in, but how much fun. Like, Soph's just always been that constant bit of joy who's continued to just perform at this level and like unassuming without enough respect along the way, but an incredible teammate, somebody who would just listen in a way that you're like, thanks for listening. And she'd be like, yeah, no problem. You know, like, I think when I think of Soph, it's not only what she's done on the field, but just how she's just been consistently that human being and a friend off the field. And that's what's made her. I don't think there's anybody on any of the teams that she's ever played on that would have something bad to say about Soph.
And the way that she continues to elevate, right? Like her game just continually not reinventing herself because it was always there. But when I think about Soph, I think about this young kind of baby-faced kid who showed up and was a little bit unpolished and like did things in an unorthodox manner, but yet somehow would pull off these unbelievable strikes and passes. But she would even look, if you looked at her expression, like she was surprising herself. And then she sort of moved past that kind of baby giraffe phase and then fully come into her own. And then what has impressed me is what you alluded to, Karina, like she just continues to elevate and elevate and elevate, like even in the twilight of her career, like what she's doing on the pro level with Houston is unbelievable.
It probably didn't surprise any of us because you're just like, oh, of course so. And like you said, it's almost like she's from Abbotsford. Remember that place, Claire? Like she's Abbotsford, like baby girl. Like it's just a little area that's like a little further away, but the personality just came.
Is this Maple Ridge throwing shade at Abbotsford? Maple Ridge, are you throwing shade?
No, Maple Ridge loves Abbotsford because nobody ever talks about us, you know? Like in the country. But I just think it's like, it's a testament to who Soph is that like just kind of nobody ever spoke about her. She was over there, but she was always present and had the impact.
Yeah. She played every position. I think that was always impressive. And she was always like bigged up in that position, and then a new coach would come in and put her somewhere else. And I think like how frustrated I went from forward to defender, and it took a little while to get that through my brain that I was changing position. And I think like of how hard that must have been and how well she did with it. Sorry, Karma, cut you off.
No, not at all. Total footballer. I think that's exactly what we're all sort of saying. I think she's been able to do so much on every level, and I can't picture like a midfield without her. She was always in and around that starting lineup. Like we couldn't, you know, or the first one off the bench or whatever the case, has been heart and soul this team. And doesn't she have over, how many caps does she have? 220?
225.
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane to think that, because like you guys said, the way she started super young and the way she emerged, if she's always been right at that highest quality, and she's been the quirkiest person on the team, if you guys agree with that. I mean, when you talk about somebody being completely themselves, I mean, this is the most quirkiest person I've ever met in my life. Yeah. Do you guys remember? But I love that. I think that she's like, she's a little off the page, but in the best way, you know? And yeah. I think her game, it also reflects that. She'll see a pass nobody sees. She'll do things that nobody else would think of. And I think that's the creativity piece that we're so enjoying now. And then I just remember even just recently when she came on against Ireland, changed the entire game, saved the World Cup at that moment in time. Obviously things happened in that World Cup, but in that Ireland game, we were like, oh my God, Sophie,
game changer.
And is, you know, I'm glad she's playing club for a few more years. I think she has so much more to give to the game and as a leader. And she is a very, you know, distinct leader now. And I think she can take things on her back. And Houston. So yeah, no, love her. Love you, Sofa Loaf.
Yeah, Sofa Loaf. Claire, do you have any Soph memories?
It's just funny because she's like the same age as my little sister. So my sister and Soph actually played like provincial team together in BC.
On the Rockets United?
I know.
Just make that club team up.
Yeah, because it's talking about all these youth club teams from where are you?
No, she played for the provincial team with Sophie.
Okay.
With the BC team. We didn't fancy names like they might have done in Ontario. Serious about soccer at West. And yeah, so I always kind of thought of her as that. And then I had kind of like a big break in the middle of my career, and then coming back and playing with her pretty consistently in midfield. I agree with everything you guys say, like just a very like consistent and hardworking and dependable teammate.
Yep.
And who always made people around her better and like just communicated really well on the field in a way that, I think just got the best out of her teammates. And I'm really glad that we are not forgetting to talk about, the other player, like Aaron and Sophie as well, because I think it's important to acknowledge their contribution.
I think it's interesting. But...
Go for it. Okay, go. Oh my God, it's never happened.
Go. Okay.
Karina's on the
go. I am not. I was just, Rin, you go. Okay. I would just say like exactly what Claire said, and I think this is where you talk about like legacy leaving and these players who are impacting. The same thing we just said there about Soph is the same thing about Aaron and Saint. Consistent, yeah. Hardworking, helping others be a better version of themselves. And I think this is why the game has continued to evolve in Canada, right? Like we've consistently, it's not just been like you could arguably and say absolutely Christine Sinclair has changed the game in our country. 1,000,000%. No one's going to take that away from her. But it's also the people around her that have helped us consistently be better. And when we talk about Soph and when we talk about Aaron, they've all paved their way in their own little way. You know what I mean? Everyone knows Sink, and none of us can argue. Sink is Sink. Like she's in a category of her own. But I think when we talk about the Aarons and the Sophs, they also have left a mark in our game that have made us all better, but have made the game better in our country. And I think it's such a beautiful thing that it's not just what they've done on the field, but also who they are off the field.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to say similar. I think it's, yeah, exactly what you said. No, with Sink, like this is such, obviously this two game series, it's a lot for her. I love that there's two other players that have been on this journey with her. Aaron since really the beginning, and then Soph not long afterwards, that they're a part of this. I'm glad we're talking about them. They're three, just like you did say, Karina, they're phenomenal players, but also ambassadors for the game, and that the three of them can stand there together. I think it'll help Sink, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like a lot. We know that about her. And I think it took a lot of convincing for the other two. They didn't want to sort of take away anything, and it was never about that. It was about them getting the attention and the accolades they so deserve as well in that moment. And I'm sure Sinky's thrilled that they'll be there with her.
And I think more memorable, not that it would be less memorable if Erin was honored by herself or if Soph was honored by herself or if the two of them were honored separately from Sinky. I think it makes it more meaningful for the three of them in very different ways. You know, it allows Sinky to share that spotlight that she's been so uncomfortable with. You know, I think she's really thrilled to share it with two other people and they can all sort of bask in it together.
Yeah. I don't think it could have been planned better. I mean, did she plan it? She didn't want this moment. Like, literally, she kept saying, please, like, less. And it's turned out to be an absolute watershed moment because, I mean, everyone's showing up. Did you guys see that video with everyone who sent in a few kind words on her? And I think she probably called Erin from Iceland and said, you have to share this moment with me. And so she does not want to do this alone.
No. Yeah. It's pretty cool. How do you guys think that the game tomorrow is going to play out? Because it's going to be emotionally charged, right? And it's not going to be Australia's B squad. I hate to use that term, but it's not going to be a wholesale change that Gustafsson put out in Langford. So it's going to be a tougher game, but Bev is going to have to toe that line of, you know, pushing forward and eyes on Paris, but also giving these players their due. So how do you guys think this game plays out? Why don't you start, KK?
I think because I've been able to talk to Sig coming into this, I think everybody knows she didn't really want this, which is crazy, right? Like, it was part of the conversation. It was like, it's not even about you got to do it so Canadians can say bye and that we all have a reason to fly to Vancouver. But I think I think the truth is that you're absolutely right, Amy. It's going to be a different game and it's going to be emotionally charged. And I'm also intrigued to see how Sinky is, you know, like I think we all want her to actually finally feel the impact she's had on the game. And it's a hard line for her to finally understand that. Maybe it's when she walks off the field for one last time, like I'm getting emotional thinking about it. You know, I mean, we'll have the opportunity post game to be on the field with her. And, you know, I think there's a special moment planned. But like, as big as that result is for the preparation of the Olympics, I think all of us are here for as big it is that we finally hope that Sink has that moment where she realizes the impact she's had on the game. Because the humbleness that she's always had, it's what made her so great. Like, what we don't know about Sink is the same reason that people on field didn't know about her. She kept that essence of like who she is so private, and it was always about the game and the team. Even in this, like, she 100% could have said, yeah, I'll take it and I'll just have this time, but she didn't want it. So I think for me, tomorrow's game, I'm actually just wanting to see, and I pray that she's able to accept that moment in the way that it's meant to be for her and not try to hide. So, you know, like, I hope she just, it's a floodgate of tears. I hope the place erupts. And I think it's just special that the alumni flying for this game or from, like, coming in for the game. I just think it's a moment in time and it's so fitting that we're all going to be there. But I pray that she can have that moment where she feels the honor of what she's done for this country. Like, we are feel so honored that she's played with us, but also for us. Mm.
I think we were talking about this the other day on One Soccer, just about her playing free. She could do no wrong in this kind of game and what that actually is going to look like. You know, I think it was one of Kobe's last games. He scored how many points? You know, it's something around just her balling out, for lack of a better word, and showing us, you know, her enjoyment and going back to the essence of why she did this always for her country. So I want to see a free performance. I want to see somebody who gets, you know, honored at the whole stadium, be standing up when she comes off, whenever that moment is. And, you know, her getting her last moment amongst everybody that's carried her, and she's carried us for the last 24 years. So, yeah, I'm excited that she will start. I mean, I think it's pretty certain that she will and that she'll get her moment. And I hope she gets to play more than 45. But even if she does it, it's more than that.
Yeah. I hope you're right, Carm. I feel like there's too much. There's too much around her and she's way out of her comfort zone and she's having to do all this media. So talking about playing free, all I hope for her is that when she's standing in that starting lineup, because she will lead out her team, I think Sophie will as well, is that she can feel the love from the stands. I think Australia is going to be a hard game. And I'd be interested to know if she plays more than 45. I think her and Soph will start. And I think they may come off in like the 30th so that we can send them our love appropriately. And I think there'll be a 10-minute break in the game while we do that, because I can imagine big one. Mm-hmm. I'm just predicting, but I
makes sense.
I think this is an important game as well. Like, and Sinke is such a huge part of the Canadian team, but I'm not sure she would have been starting the game had it not been her retirement. It would be an interesting thing to see whether, and Soph, who was retired and came back and did so well in Victoria, I think she should start as well. And whether there's two separate moments or whether it's one, I think maybe agreed upon by them. Mm-hmm. I wonder if it's helpful or hinders or takes away or overshadows. I don't know. I leave that to the media people, but I do think it's a weird one for Bev because it is an important game.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I like what you guys are saying though about moments, because I just want to see them both express themselves fully in where they are right now on the pitch. Yeah, and even if it's just fleeting moments, and just see them, see their brilliance, see it one last time. And maybe it's a combination. I think Sophie said in their last presser, maybe it's a last goal by Sinke and maybe it's an assist by Soph. Yeah. But I just see themselves at their full potential, you know, for one last time. And then to just let it wash over them both. You know, I think, I don't know what game it was, but it's something that somebody that I follow on Twitter plays over and over. And it's a very kind of flippant, cavalier Sink. And it's part of her personality, which allows her to sort of keep that veil up, you know, to keep everybody out from what or from who she actually is, or to stop people from coming in. And she flips, she kind of flicks the armband to Jessie Fleming, kind of like, here you go. And I love it, but I also don't like it because it's just kind of an afterthought. And I want to see her just fully embrace this without her getting outside of herself, without it being uncomfortable for her. But I want to see her, and however that manifests itself, just receive it, as you said, or what you said, Carm, like just receive all of that.
Yeah, just take it in.
Yeah. Just
I feel
it's there.
Everyone will want that for her. Like, even Australia. Like, that's
Australia.
No, but that's the respect that she's earned globally. I think even the Australian team, like, nobody on that field doesn't know who she is.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if you've been the equipment manager on the team for 40 years in Australia, you know who she is, or somebody getting their first cap. I think everybody wants that. And that's what's exciting, that we get to witness that in person.
Yeah, I think when they first announced the opponent, I was kind of disappointed. I thought it would be the Americans. I thought they were going to play the Americans because the Americans love to play ball with a good send off. But also because there's so many of her teammates play for them. Right. And like, she's played with the majority of the people on that team. And it just, the more I thought about it, cause I was thinking, oh, the Americans would really play ball with that. But is there a team that wouldn't? Like, I don't think there's a country that would come and play in this particular series and be like, yeah, no, we're not going to stop the game. And, you know, like, everybody knows who she is. Everybody, she's an impact on players in every country around the world and on their life. And I think that, I think Australia was probably pretty honored to be part of this in the end. You know what I mean? And I think I think it's all of the stuff you guys just said. You took all the good stuff.
No, I just have one more thing that we'll wrap it up on this topic. But I think it was Tony Gustafsson who basically said in his press conference, you know, to do her the biggest honor would be to play our best game.
Yeah. Because
I think when you think of her, you think of
fully.
Yeah. To compete, to give fully, to put to try to win the game, to go for everything, because that's what she would have wanted. And I was just like, well, of course, we know that's the essence of sport. It seems maybe obvious, but I really enjoyed the way he said that. It's like our gift to her is to play our best football.
Yes. And then make sure they win. I mean, if it's really being kind,
no,
you don't want to
be kind, Karina. That's not his point.
That ain't it. That ain't it, Karina. Wear it over the head.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Carm. Thank you, KK, for showing up. For sticking around as long as you did. FuboTV.com/ReadyPrime, where you can catch One Soccer, who's broadcasting the game tomorrow at BC Place, renamed Christine Sinclair Place for the night. And also TSN Sports will be broadcasting it. Claire will be doing color. I will be on the panel. And listen, I think they're at 45,000 right now, BC Place. So walk up, guys. Let's sell us out. I think 52,000 is capacity. Yeah. So let's fucking sell this shit out, right? Like, talking about what she deserves. Full house. Let's do it.
And let's edit this show. Good stuff.
No editing.
Please.
I love you guys. Thank you for showing up. And honestly, like, I think 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of us sitting around just talking shit and shooting the shit about our ex-teammates, I think that's a pretty good send-off as well. I think tomorrow will be fitting. But I think, you know, talking about having funerals while you're still alive, like, I think it's pretty sweet to listen to some people that you care about talk about you and how meaningful you were throughout your career. So hopefully you did them proud.
For a lot of us, are there any more people we've played with who are still playing?
Desi.
I didn't play with Desi. This is it.
I didn't play with Desi either. Oh my God. This is it. You guys. Me too.
Past your time.
My last link to the national team are via those three.
Aaron, Sophie.
Oh my God. Thanks. Get me another beer, Ree.
I was just going to say, why are we ending on that?
Are we ending with, like, Botox to make ourselves feel like younger?
Let's we can edit that. We'll edit all that out.
Yeah. It's actually, here's the best part for Carm and I, is we coached a lot of the new faces on the team. So it's pretty special right now to watch some of these young women and be like, we had them at 15, 17s and 20s, and now they're with the seniors. So pretty full circle for us.
Pretty crazy.
Well, again, thanks so much, you guys, and keep broadening your horizons.
Bye.
Cheers for listening.
Thanks. Edit the show. Bye.
Oh my God, she's gone.
This episode of Footy Prime has been brought to you by Fubo TV and by Tony Beck. Make sure to subscribe to Footy Prime wherever you get your podcasts and follow us on Twitter at @footy_prime and on Instagram at @footyprimeIG.
Hey, Kate, thanks for hanging out.
No problem. Anytime. Yeah. Good to see y'all.
Yeah,
I'll see you tomorrow.
For you, do you really legitimately have to edit some stuff out? You're good, right?
You're still recording.
And recording.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.